So here we are. Very good. Good day, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to us. The James Whale Radio podcast produced by Robbo and brought to you. I like to think this program is brought to you across the whole swathe of the United Kingdom. I am most of the time sitting in my home doing this, and Rob is sitting in his loft doing this, and we are approximately 320 odd miles apart, I think.
That's a good thing this week.
Why?
Because I'm full of flu.
Oh, full of flu. You wouldn't know what flu was if it hit you in the face.
Oh, I trust me, I would. Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh, two duvets and a hot water bottle last night, and I was still cold.
A hot water bottle? Do you know, I haven't had a hot water bottle since I was a child. Do they still make them?
Would you like me to send you one?
Not really. No, you keep sending me ridiculous things. I mean, if, you know, hang on, I just don't want to set the dogs off. I mean, why you bothered to send me that? I have no idea whatsoever.
Maybe because you asked me to.
I don't remember asking for a bell.
I said I had a bell on the counter, and you said, oh, could you send me one? And I went, yes.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, I never know what I've said one day to the next. Hot water bottle, they stink of rubber.
No. You get a nice hot water bottle in a nice fabric cover. You don't smell the rubber.
Don't you?
Maybe an old hot water bottle, but all the hot water bottles are new in our house.
Do you not have central heating?
That was on as well. I was still cold. Cold to the bone.
If you're going to live in North Wales, what do you expect?
Yeah, we have snow on the mountains all the time.
Right, OK, well, let's get this programme on the way. And for those of you who are listening via your local radio stations, a very good day to you. A lot of people put this f***ing programme out very late at night, and I'm not sure why.
There's a reason why, I'm sure.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right, OK. Well, I suppose, apart from the Nutella riots in Italy, or France? France, actually.
France, yeah.
Yeah. Was that you making a fart? Hang on.
I leaned down to turn the heater off because I have a funny feeling that my halogen heater would interfere with the microphone.
Oh, I thought I've got Lulu, one of my dogs, sitting here at my feet, and she's now wandering around sitting by the door, so she might want to go out. I've just told her off because she's chewed one of my favourite shoes. I haven't told her off badly. I mean, I've just said, listen, can you not do that?
Reasoned with her, yeah.
Yeah, reason with her. And she sort of looked at me and said, no, okay, I won't. So, Nutella riots don't really fill me with much fun. The bridge to Europe, which I'm really in favour of. Anything that f***s up Brexit, I'm in favour of. But I suppose the main talking point of the moment, did I tell you I've got this show on Talk Radio?
You mentioned you had a show somewhere, but I didn't realise it was on Talk Radio.
No, it was back on Talk Radio, 7 o'clock until 10, Monday to Thursday. Join me there, go online, go get the app, download it, get your radios tuned in on DAB.
Yeah.
Most right-thinking people now have a DAB radio.
I've got one, I've never used it.
Why not?
I don't know, it just seems complicated.
Well, how do you listen to the radio then?
Online or Alexa.
Well, Alexa will just turn a radio on for
you.
Yeah,
I say, Alexa, this is going to annoy people if they have Alexa in their house. Alexa, play Talk Radio, and it just starts playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my voice went up very, really, very high there. I must be very careful about that. Well, that's good. Then you just need an Alexa.
Yeah, an Alexa, yeah. Or the new one that's coming out soon.
Yeah, which will probably have a man's name, because I think it's slightly sexist, always calling these things with women's names and having women's voices on them.
Oh, apparently the new Alexa update's a feminist.
Oh, really? What does a feminist sound like?
Well, it sounds like Alexa, but apparently if you talk to her in a derogatory way, she won't respond to you.
Well, if you say, oh, you're looking nice today, Alexa.
Yeah, she'll say, well, nothing. She'll just ignore you.
Really?
Yeah.
Dear, oh dear. Whatever brings us nicely onto the topic everybody's talking about, this dinner at the President's Club.
Is it actually his club?
No, he's got nothing to do with the old at all. As I've never heard of the President's Club, but there are many organisations like this that get together to raise money for charity. Quite often, more often than not, they're men-only dues. And that means they can, I suppose, relax, speak in a way that they wouldn't speak in front of their wives and girlfriends. I've never actually prescribed to that sort of thing. I think much, much more fun to be as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. W would tell you I'm foul-mouthed at the best of times.
I could confirm that as well, yes.
Yeah. Oh, f*** off. Let me make it absolutely clear. If any sexual attacks, unwanted sexual advances, groping or getting your willy out and wanging it around happened, then I presume you would call the police and complain about it.
You would hope so, yes.
Yeah. And this whole thing about signing a disclaimer or a non-disclosure, whatever... there have been times when I've been asked to sign those about things I've been talking to people about, but if they annoy me, I just talk about them. And I can't actually think of very many cases where you've been taken to court over it.
Can't you just sign it with a false signature anyway and say it wasn't me signing that?
Yeah. And, yeah, I've said what I've said about the anything that was unwanted that went along or illegal has to be dealt with, and I believe that that most of this focused on an after thing party where people went on. Most people have gone home. Some people had this party afterwards, and things got a little raucous, and they need to be dealt with. But you know, guys with lots of money and are easily parted with their money by a pretty smile from a young lady. Who's the idiot?
Well, it's always the guy that's the idiot, surely.
Of course, the guy is the idiot. And a lot of these blokes, I often wonder how some of them become so successful, because a lot of them are moronic, to say the least. But there also has to, and I don't know how you address this, but there has to be a certain amount of responsibility laid on the company, if you like, that supplied the women, because they should have made sure that they were happy about it. And so far, I don't think any of the women have actually complained. It's been hearsay, and anybody who has complained has not come forward and made themselves known. You know, there are lots of people who work in promotion. They're usually women as well. Blokes don't get a look in at those jobs, do they? Unless it's a gay club. And then they would all be good-looking guys wandering around trying to get money out of people. So are we going into a time of new morality when nothing can be sexualized? Because if we are, then I would like to get all those attractive people, men and women, off commercials, off the sides of buses, off billboards and everything else. And I particularly find offensive the one with the guy stripped to his waist or in his underpants, vacuuming the floor and smiling.
I've not seen that one.
But, you know, there are lots and lots of things which use attractive people to promote things. Some are men, some are women.
I thought the advertising agency was stamping down on this and saying that you can't have attractive people all the time in adverts.
Do you want to see ugly monsters? Do you want to see people like you and me trying to sell you stuff?
Well, no, not really. I mean,
well, there we are. Why? Listen, if your talent is the way you look, why shouldn't you be able to do it? Listen, I don't know if I have any talent, but any talent, I know I am good looking, obviously, but any talent I have had may be that I can express myself, or I sound all right, or I don't sound inarticulate. I don't know. And so people could say, oh, well, why should people who sound okay inhabit the airwaves? Maybe we should have people who sound shit.
Well, they do. Have you heard some of the radio stations out there?
I was trying to be more polite than that. But you know exactly what I'm trying to get at.
Yes.
You know, why do we blame people? Listen, let's get away from this whole thing of groping, of getting your willy out, bad behaviour, sexual illegality. You know, one person said, oh, somebody invited me to their room. Well, for goodness sake, in time, how many blokes have said, do you fancy going out? Do you fancy coming out? I'm staying in the hotel. Do you fancy coming out to my room? No, piss off, you stupid old man. And there's now this tide of morality saying, we don't want any more all-male clubs. Why not? Men quite, I mean, I don't understand why you can't have a men-only bar, or you could have a woman-only bar.
Well, they have the nights, don't they? They have a woman's only night in pubs and stuff, don't they?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I often see it.
Yeah, might do in Wales. I mean, that's a kind of different country, isn't it? They might do all sorts of strange things in Wales. Well, they do do all sorts of strange things in Wales. But, it's bizarre, this whole business now. It's getting really, really silly. Again, just to be absolutely clear for the stupid, if there was anything illegal that went on at this place, then it needed to be dealt with by the law. But if we're talking about the fact that some people do not like sexuality, don't think a woman should be seen as a sex object, or a man, for that matter, and if that is the case, if society says, well, we don't want people to be sexy anymore to try and sell stuff or try and get money off them, then let's have the debate and let's decide. Because, you know, when I was a lot younger in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, everything was sexualized, wasn't it, in very many ways. Television programs, billboards, just, you know, people used to go out at the weekends, see who they could pull.
That still goes on, surely, though, when they go out at the weekend in clubs and stuff.
I don't go out at the weekend. I don't know. I mean, I imagine it does. And, you know, rich old men who are quite fat and whatever may think they can get young, attractive birds because they've got lots of money. And I use the word birds in an old-fashioned tense because, you know, that was an expression that everybody used. And, okay, now society doesn't like it. But then I think we need to be clear. But if there are some people in society who feel that they want to behave in that way, like these guys all of an age, and if there are women who wish to work in clubs like that, as long as nothing illegal is going on and nobody is being, you know, forced to do anything they don't want to, and if they are, if there is illegal stuff, if men are flashing themselves and people are offended, I would be offended by it anyway, wouldn't you?
I'm easy.
Yes, I've heard. Then it needs to be sorted out. But, you know, there's a call now, oh, we can't have these men-only nights or things like that. They're quite dull. I've only ever been to a couple, but they're quite dull. And they're there for men quite often to show off how much they've got in money. And so you might invite a celebrity or even someone like me to go and host it. I've never been invited to host it. I've done a couple of charity auctions. And, you know, it's people giving money. Again, if it is somebody who is breaking the law, somebody who is behaving illegally, then they need to be dealt with. But the whole thing worries me, this kind of morality that has suddenly come about. You know, the same thing that universities now, you can't go and talk at a university if you are likely to offend certain students because they need to have a safe space where they're not going to be offended. F*** off and get a life. Oh, sorry, did I offend you? Well, f*** off again. Nobody needs to listen to this podcast. If it f***ing offends you, don't listen. It's simple. Do something else.
I know what I'll be doing this afternoon.
What?
Editing.
F*** off. You see, the other thing that has annoyed me intently is the fact that Great Ormond Street were given over £500,000 from that evening. And the pompous prats at Great Ormond Street, who, by the way, do a really good job, and I don't think it has anything to do with the doctors or the nurses or the clinicians. It'll have to do with some poncy fucking administrators. You know, I'm not taking money for that. We're not having money from that. It's filthy. It's disgusting. Well, listen, send it to me. I will put it to a very good use.
That's just stupid, really. It should take the money.
It makes you wonder, does Great Ormond Street really need much money? There are people who go out there every year. They work their off to raise, you know, a couple of hundred quid and send it to a charity. And here's this big charity that's well known the world over, can turn its nose up at £500,000. It wasn't raised oh, we didn't like the moral concept of it. I don't like the moral concept of somebody sitting in a bath of custard or baked beans, because to me, that says that is disgusting when there are so many people starving in this world.
There was something, was it last year, with the bed push that they wouldn't take the money in a hospital because of the nurses pushing.
Oh, that's right. They were dressed in nurses, you know, sexy nurses uniforms.
Yeah, yeah, pushing beds.
And men were dressed.
Yeah,
up in nurses uniforms. Yeah, and they did it every year, and it was one of these sort of club, a men's club, I think it was, for raising money, or it might have been a, I can't remember. You're absolutely right. You know what is wrong with people? You know, we're not all the same. Morals, to me, the most immoral stuff is religion. It's fucking shit. Religion, because religion can find justifications to do whatever it wants. Just look at the amount of priests who've been done for rape, who've been done for sexual exploitation of young people. Look how many religious organizations, look at those who lop people's heads off because they're homosexual or hang them on cranes. Disgusting. And some people's morals who feel that is acceptable. I am more concerned, to be honest with you, I am more concerned with the morals of violence than sex. Obviously, violence and sex meets in the middle, where people actually commit violent sexual acts against people, and that is appalling and, needs to be dealt with. But somebody trying to get money out of somebody because they smile at them nicely and talk to them nicely or whatever... And it beggars belief, it really does. We're more concerned, aren't we, in this world? It's the same with movies and films. Far more concerned about sexual activity shown on a movie than we are about the nasty, violent stuff that's shown on a movie. So although I imagine the President's Club was pretty boring and rather banal, and there are a few very dull people there, the idea... that they go and they spend enormous amounts of money, they raise enormous amounts of money for charity, and then there's this £500,000, they'll probably go and spend it on another night out somewhere. I think Great Ormond Street Hospital in particular have covered themselves with embarrassment, because there'll be a lot of people who'll say now, do you know, I don't think I'll bother to raise any money for Great Ormond Street because obviously they have too much. And I have tried, by the way, to speak to somebody from Great Ormond Street on my talk radio show. Nobody seems to want to talk to the media from there.
No.
Which I find annoying because, you know, they are a well-known organisation who rely on charity. And perhaps they should be, if they feel that what they have done is acceptable, perhaps they should be prepared to come out and talk about it. Now, I'll tell you what, because obviously this podcast, you're listening to it, goodness only knows what time, but next week's. Let's put this question out about Great Ormond Street Hospital. Or you know, should you be concerned?
I'm making notes.
Not about where the money comes from, obviously you should. But, you know, if you don't like the way somebody raises money, do you turn it down? Because the people who raised it probably did not consider what they were doing was anything other than having a bit of a laugh. And are we going to see, by the way, here's something else. Are we going to now see that nobody uses attractive people for promotions? So that when I go through a shopping centre, I don't see women who are not ugly with sashes and freebies to give away. I see a few more ugly men with spots on and runny noses. Is that their fault?
No, it's not their fault.
No, why shouldn't they be doing some of these promotional jobs? Why are promotional jobs really left to attractive people, usually women, by the way, but sometimes men, but usually women? A man tries to get a job as a promotional person working in a store or a shopping centre or a nightclub. He probably find he's got less of a chance of getting a job like that. So he is actually, he's actually discriminated against, isn't he?
Yes, I suppose, yes. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. What do you mean, yes, I suppose? Yes, he bloody well is.
He is, yes.
Yes, he is. Yes. Contacted the police and asked them, has anybody made a formal complaint about this? And they said no. I mean, it may, as it goes on, I suppose somebody might. But this is just bizarre. It's as if you know, feminism is going to the next level where men are now going to be. And I listen, I for many years now, if I've been standing waiting to get a lift and then a woman on her own comes along, I actually don't feel comfortable getting into a lift because I think my presence may frighten her.
Well, yeah, I suppose. You know, now you mention it, yeah, yeah.
Not particularly me, but any bloke.
I've been in a lift with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that frightening?
Well, it was sort of semi-frightening. It was the first time I met you, so I was, you know, on my guard.
Well, you should have been. Somebody said to me the other day, would you want your daughter, your granddaughter, working in a thing like this in the evenings? Well, if it was, as I imagine most of it was, these were women old enough to make up their own minds, had agreed to wear certain sorts of clothing, and were not there expecting to sell their bodies, quite rightly. And it was there, they were glamorous hostesses to raise money for charity, then fine. If any old pillock tried to put his hands on my granddaughter, I would have other thoughts. And I would hope any man who tried groping any of these women was dealt with. It doesn't matter whether you signed a non-disclosure contract or not. If somebody attacks you, and that's what it is, an attack, then you have every right to make a complaint and even sue. If you went to there to be a promotion worker to help raise money for charity and you were abused, physically abused, groped, proposition, whatever you want to say, then you have a right to make a formal complaint and talk to anyone you like, never mind what piece of paper you signed.
I don't think the NDA would apply if some sort of criminal activity went on.
Don't use all those bloody initials. Non-disclosure agreement.
Okay. One of those.
NDAs, trying to sound like you're one of these sort of, I suppose you get everybody to sign them, don't you?
Oh, everyone that comes in contact with me has to sign one, yes.
Bollocks to that. So I'd like to know your thoughts on it. I mean, maybe I'm out of step. Maybe I'm the one who should just shut up and say, oh, no, we can't have any of this. No people getting work just because they look nice. No sort of this men-only evenings. Well, I think maybe we scrap the WI.
Oh, you can't scrap the WI.
Why not?
They make cakes.
And naked calendars that everybody thought was funny, and they made a film about it.
The film was actually quite good. Calendar Girls.
I haven't seen it.
No. It's all right, actually.
It's not my thing. It'd be all right for you, but yeah.
You don't get to see anything. Everyone's hidden behind a blancmange or a bunch of grapes or something.
I'm not interested. Do you know, I really couldn't give a fuck. I am annoyed that, that this kind of new morality, that's all, and to me, and maybe I'm wrong, it's all heaped in with this kind of you can't offend people anymore. I was doing my show on talk radio the other day, and we were talking, you know, that people want to have single-use plastic, which I agree with, by the way. I think there's far too much plastic around. And so now they're talking about refilling your bottles with water and not having lots of bottled water or having your own bottle and you fill it up. And they're saying, oh, yeah, there are lots of cafes and restaurants and places who are offering this. Really? Who's paying for it?
Yeah, it's expensive. Water's very expensive.
It is expensive. And so spokesperson man Pratt came on to talk about, it's one of the dogs, came on to talk about how wonderful this is. And if we're lucky, you know, we want to get people drinking tap water again, fill your bottle up with tap water. Why bother to buy all this expensive foreign water? I said, hang on, the stuff that comes out of taps tastes disgusting. I beg your pardon. And he got really miffed with me in the end. And I said, and why is water so expensive? I haven't come on here to answer these questions. I haven't come on here to be talked to like this. I said, where do you go to get talked to like this? And then I cut him off. You know, who do these people think they are?
It's very expensive water. And you have to pay. If you bottle the water and you drink it, you have to pay for its disposal in the sewage fee, even though it's not going down the drain. Yeah. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I agree. And I put these questions to the bloke and said, I haven't come on here to talk about this. I've come on here to talk about how excited we are that people will start drinking tap. I said, I don't want to drink tap water. I don't know what you put in it. What have they put in it in certain places? All sorts of different chemicals go in your tap water.
Fluoride.
It has to, because it's already been through four or five other people.
That's true as well, yes.
Yeah, he didn't like that. You know, I want to see we get rid of this plastic. But if you put Evian, Yorkshire, whatever different sorts of water, I can tell you the one I like, Evian water.
Uh-huh.
And other water doesn't taste the same.
No, every water's different.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be, but it
is. Anyway, so the whole point of this story, I'm rattling off, the whole point is that this chap only wanted to be asked nice questions, didn't want to be put on the spot, wasn't prepared to actually do it, and wanted to try and have a go at me, so I cut him off.
That's always the best way, really, isn't it? Just cut them off.
Well, cut them off, yeah. I mean, you know, come back and say, what on earth? No, mate, what you were doing, you were coming on wanting to promote your product against other products, and I decided that I quite like to drink Evian water. Now, I would prefer not to have the plastic and the waste of plastic, but the water that comes out of my tap tastes disgusting. And I filter it, and it still tastes a bit, yeah. So it's, you know, it's down to me, isn't it? I don't want to be told by you what I should be doing for the good of the country, because you're not that interested. All you're interested, mate, is selling me your water, which I find expensive. So I did have a joke. I said, you know, I filled up my first swimming pool, didn't cost me a thing. Now, I'm on a water meter. I couldn't afford it. It was a joke. I don't have a swimming pool, but he didn't really get it.
I was going to say, I have to remember you having a swimming pool.
No, I haven't got one. I haven't got one at all. I haven't got anything. I've only got one toilet here.
I've only got one toilet. It's annoying having just one toilet.
Well, I'm going to put another one in, but I put it off for a bit. Anyway, so there we are. That's it. And if you want to come back and have your say, go on the Facebook page and reply.
And what was the question again?
Is there anything wrong with men-only nights? And another one, supplementary, is there anything wrong with being attractive? And whose morals are we following? And where are these morals? Because if I get another f***ing religious telling me, oh, well, you know, if you behaved in this way and behaved in that way. Because I don't see any morals coming from Muslims or Christians, really. I just see a lot of hatred for each other.
Well, we'll find out next week, won't we?
Yeah. Well, I've had enough now. I've been speaking for nearly half an hour non-stop.
It's nearly
I didn't think
half an
hour. I had anything to say, really.
You've said quite a lot.
Yeah. So, tell you what, have we got any music?
We have. We had some music sent us, as usual.
Have we?
Yeah.
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 Well, should we do a bit of music, do a bit of tech talk, do a bit of Wales Mail, and then we'll probably finish the programme, won't we?
We will.
Oh, actually, no, before we do that, I put a question on Facebook I wanted to talk about, didn't I?
Oh, the bridge.
Yeah, because I'm really a big fan. I haven't talked much about Brexit today. And of course, as you know, I'm a staunch believer that we are better together with Europe. Boris Johnson's changed his mind, and he seems to feel that I was right all along, which is good. And by the way, I bet you see that Great Ormond Street Hospital probably changed their mind and say they're going to accept the money. So the sooner we build the bridge to France, the better, much better. Daniel Bouve says he is diverting attention from the f***ed up mess our politicians have created. Yeah, he might well be. But give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's pretend he's now become a definite Remainer. Jeff Hobbs can't see the owners of the Channel Tunnel being too happy about it. Well, you know, the ferry people weren't very happy about the Channel Tunnel, but there's still plenty of work for everybody. I think it'd be a great idea, Jeff. John Hyam says, I would like it, but it's unlikely, given the fact it's the busiest shipping lane in the world, the jobs it would create, though. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it could be done, because although it is a busy shipping lane, it is also 25 miles wide. Chris Birch says, we could cross it by balloon with your son. Well, yes, you could, Chris, but it would take a f***ing long time. Mark Impey says, a joke, a buffoon's bridge. What a stupid idea. Well, Mark, I think it's a great idea. You have no imagination, Mark. Mandy Deke says, no thanks. Kent has had enough built on as it is. Yeah, but there's loads of space around Dover to put in a bridge. And listen, Mandy, I live in Kent, so it's about time we had a few lorry parks along the M20 and the M2 as well. Christopher James Mapp says, this is not a new idea. It was suggested in the mid-1800s. No, it's not a new idea. Let's get on and build the bloody thing. John Brooks says, Boris is a first-class fool. It was not so long ago that he wanted to build an airport in the Thames Estuary. Well, no, that was stupid, because that would never get built. And, by the way, he wasted millions on going on about it and having plans drawn up. Does he think these ideas up in the pub after one too many shandies? I wonder. Bob Dunning says, I only hope it's built quick enough for me to make use of it. Me too, mate. Me too, mate. Nigel Green, it would never be open because of high winds and sea fog. The man's a f***ing imbecile. Well, I've spoken to engineers about it, and they say that it is now perfectly possible to build a bridge that would not be affected by wind, and it may well be a bridge and a bit of a tunnel in the middle. Billy Knox says, can't get my head around this. You want to come out of Europe, but you want to build a bridge to it? Doesn't make sense. No, Billy, he's changed his mind. He wants to stay in. Nigel Hinks says, no way. I wish they would block the tunnel up. Nigel, luckily you are in the minority as an old fart, mate. And Rob Riley says, not going to happen. Just Bojo the clown upstaging his clueless leader. Might be some truth in that. You never know. So very good, very good. We had lots more, but that's the gist of it. And now some music.
Are you going to tell us about the music, or are we just going to play it?
Well, Rob Murray, again, he says, you played, oh, this is, he wants to know, you played a track last year from our first EP, No One Is Innocent. We have a new album out called Trotsky Waltz. And I wondered if you could play a track from it. The track I'd like you to play is I'm the Fire. It's getting some great reviews in the music press. Hope you like it. Thanks, Rob Murray. So here we go. Trotsky Waltz is the name of the album. And here's I Am the Fire.
Your world.
Yeah, very good. I like that. Very nice indeed. And I'm not surprised it's getting good reviews. Very good. If you've got some music you'd like us to play on the programme, Rob will tell you what to do.
Yep, just email jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Mark it for my attention, which is obviously Rob. Include the MP3 and permission to play. I'll have a listen to it. If it's bad, we might still play it.
Yeah, and take the piss out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we continue, eh?
If you wouldn't mind, yes.
Yes, good. Shall we do... Tech Talk. I'll turn my phone off. I was having a look at Twitter.
Oh.
Shall we do Tech Talk?
Yeah, okay, we do Tech Talk. We might as well...
You don't have to. If you don't want to, we'll just brush over it and I'll carry on.
But then I won't have anything to do and then...
No. So I would get in there if I were you. You all right, Loopy? Lulu? Uncle Rob's doing his Tech Talk. Yeah. I'm going to give you a lovely big cuddle. Oh, there we are. There's a good girl. What? Are you all right? Eh?
Hello.
You want to say hello to Rob? You're a good girl, aren't you? Hey? Oh, dear. Rob's not doing much.
No, I'm sorry. I was waiting for your undivided attention.
Oh, dear.
Sky TV, maybe end of this year, or if not, definitely next year, with no dish. They're going to pump the TV signals down through your broadband. You can still have a dish if you want. Twitter, have you noticed that when you put pictures up on Twitter, in the olden days, the non-interesting part of the photo would always appear in the sort of preview window? Well, they've now introduced the auto-cropping facility, so you should start seeing interesting pictures now on Twitter, where it sort of knows what you're trying to display in the preview. So obviously, but when you click it, obviously you get the full picture. So that's kind of
good.
I think I noticed it working quite well with a picture of Daisy the other day on your Twitter feed.
Yeah, well, people said they hadn't seen Daisy. This is Lulu who's here with me at the moment.
Usually, if Daisy was on the sofa, you'd get the bottom of the sofa and you'd have to click the picture to actually see Daisy on the sofa. But now the Twitter algorithm will spot the dog and zoom in on the dog and put that as a preview window. So it's quite good.
Yeah, very good. I hadn't noticed that. I only ever have eyes for my dogs.
Uh-huh.
It's a rubbish old sofa anyway, that.
Apple's iOS 11.3 will automatically send your location to emergency services.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
It's a very good idea, because obviously you might phone the emergency service and then you might pass out if there was something wrong with you, and then they'd be able to locate you.
At least, or if as I had to phone an ambulance the other night, they put me in a recorded message and put me on hold.
Yeah, that's a bit annoying, isn't it? Don't want that to happen, do you?
No, well, you know, thank goodness it wasn't an accident, a car accident or something, or a heart attack.
That's not something Apple can really sort out, though, is it?
No, that has to be the politicians.
But that's it for Tech Talk. Nothing really much is happening. It? No, a very dull week in tech.
I wish I hadn't bothered with it now.
Films? I can do films.
Can you? Well, I watched Atomic American, Atomic Woman. No, what was it called?
Atomic Blonde.
Yeah. Yeah, with Charlie...
Mullins?
Theron. No. No, the girl starring in it.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Which was quite good, very violent.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily violent, I thought.
Uh-huh.
But good, I enjoyed it. It was quite a good sort of car chase type film, wasn't it? Quite fun.
Lots of guns.
Lots of guns, yeah. And as you know, I like a good gun.
Early Man, the Nick Park Aardman Wallace and Gromit style film that's out at the moment. Went to see that. I'm not a fan of Wallace and Gromit. I was when it first came out, but then he did too many of them, and so
I can't stand the voices, and I can't stand the cartoon. I don't like cartoons.
Yeah,
the only cartoons I like are Family Guy and the Flintstones. But I haven't watched Family Guy for ages because again, it's good when it, you know, but it's just the same all the time now.
ITV2 every night, apparently 2 episodes. Mm. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and they keep showing ones they've just shown, which is annoying. Yeah.
And the film I'll be seeing this weekend is called Downsizing. That looks quite interesting.
I had my old friend Luke Goss on my radio show on Talk Radio the other day.
You were in Cold and Dark, weren't you?
I was in Cold and Dark with him, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's just directed a movie.
All right, okay.
And stars in it as well. They all do this, don't they? They all seem to want to do this. And it's a bit like Taken, which was one of my favourite movies.
He can't be. Taken takes a lot of beating.
Yeah. And so it's the Romford Film Academy's launch film. And he's over here to do a question and answer after the movie at the cinema in Romford.
So he's written it, starred in it, directed it, and sung the theme tune.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine all of that. Yeah. And I can't remember the name of the movie, but I'm sure you can find out.
Just Google Luke Goss' new film. I suppose it'll be on there. IMDb, Luke Goss, and then he'll have a list of all his films.
Yeah. Very jolly good idea. And we'll have a look at it, and you can criticise it. In fact, actually, you could get a copy, couldn't you? And we could...
You want me to phone Luke Goss and ask him if I could have a preview copy of his film?
Yeah. I don't expect you'll get through to him, but somebody,
Why wouldn't I get through to Luke Goss?
Well, he won't want to talk to the likes of you, come on.
He's talked to the likes of me before.
Right, okay, well... yeah, but that was on this program. Now, Wales Mail got a really good email. By the way, if you want to get in touch, any of the things that we've been talking about today, easy, email address jameswellradio@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Simple as that. Yeah. Or check out the website jameswellradio.co.uk. Lots on the website, including my old television shows, some of which, of course, were very sexist.
Yeah, you couldn't air them now, could you, really?
Why not? I think you could.
You could air them.
I mean, they were of the time.
I don't know. Maybe.
People can let us know. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. James raised and lived in London till 2003. Now I live in Perth, Australia. Love you and your shows. That's very nice. Thank you very much. Gareth, I take back every negative thing I've said about Australia. I think your willingness to state that people should have licenses to breed is commendable. We have the same people here in Australia as you talked about on the Jeremy Kyle show. They are called Bogans. rather good. I believe we should start a eugenics program. I think every time you use the word eugenics, you will be labelled as a fascist. So I think, Gareth, you have to be very careful. I have been saying that since my early 20s, this is what you've described. There are too many deadbeat oxygen thieves around. Yes, eugenics could be seen as a horrific thing, but there are truly benefits to it. And we could opt to just run licenses for having children. But then I'd rather see it progressed as many of these people you talk about that should not have children are burdens on society and welfare. I'm not talking about someone that's worked all their life and lost their job and can't get something else or injured while working, etc. But those ones that never have and never will put anything back into society. They take. Keep up the good work and your free speech, whether I agree with you or not. Okay. Yeah, well, I think we both get into real trouble. But actually, going back to Jeremy Kyle, I mean, there are people who just should not be allowed to look after children, aren't there? And I think that is a problem. I really think that is a problem. But what we could talk about, they've just cloned two monkeys they've come out about. I'm absolutely sure that humans have been cloned already.
They cloned the sheep, didn't they, decades ago?
No, I'm sure they've cloned. I am absolutely sure they've cloned monkeys. Anybody got any thoughts, give us a call. Give me a call on Talk Radio, 0344-499-1000 is the number. Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock until 10. Or you can email me here, jamesworldradio@gmail.com, and have your say on the programme as well. That's almost it, so you can go.
Well, I was going to do some questions for the whale.
Have we got time? Okay, all right. Okay, go on then.
Okay. Snoopy.
Just do a few. Yeah.
Okay. Snoopy, do you think President Donald Trump needs a colouring book to help with his mental health?
Yeah, I think probably anything that takes his attention away from Twitter would be good for the whole world.
Colin Watkins, what is Rob and Asher's favourite bands?
Well, Asher rolls with the punches. Whoever's been in to see us is his favourite band at the moment. He is a big fan of Bros.
At the moment, yeah.
yeah. And you?
I'm a big Guns N' Roses fan, me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good, fine. Moving on.
Tom Poole. Your friend.
Tom Poole. I wonder if it's that one.
It is that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this Muppet Show government fit for purpose?
Not really, Tom, but then what would replace it? I'm not sure. You know, we could end up with Jeremy Corbyn or Boris Johnson as the Prime Minister of the nation. So it's a very sticky time that we're in, very sticky time.
Okay, Kevin Walsh, why did it take a man 1.5 hours to discover he was uncomfortable at the men-only evening?
I've asked myself the same question. I think a lot of them are embarrassed because of the news reports. They've got to go home and tell their wives what was going on. And probably a lot of them were too drunk to even know. As I said before, guys get together and they get drunk. If any of these people did something illegal, if any of them hurt anyone, then the people who feel they have been hurt must go to the police and make a complaint. And, you know, this poor old minister or junior minister, what's his name, Sahawi, I think, who's been reprimanded for being there because he's the junior minister for children and something or other. But it was an evening to raise money for children's charities.
Yeah. Yeah, that does seem
so, you know, and this dinner, I've never been to it. Sadly, I was never invited, has been going on for years.
And is no more.
And is no more. So if there was, and you know, that makes me wonder, this so-called after-dinner party, some people went on to what was going on there or what was happening, that they've suddenly shut the thing, closed the thing, or maybe the people who organise it suddenly realise that maybe they are out of step with today's morality. And as I've already said on the programme, that is a discussion we should have, but it seems absolutely stupid that the beneficiaries of the evening, Great Ormond Street reported to get over £500,000, are not going to accept it because of what they've read in the press. But I will await your views on that. Get in touch and let us know what you think.
Well, that's it then. Unless you want to answer Paul Freeman's question, who is Pat Phelan going to kill next?
Who's Pat Phelan?
He's the sort of nasty man from Coronation Street.
I haven't seen Coronation Street for about 20 years, so I couldn't really care less. Unless it's happening on Emmerdale, I'm not interested. I've got to go to the pub.
Okay, don't forget to buy the book.
Oh, yeah, don't forget to... Have we sold any more?
We haven't sold any more this week, but last week there was a run on books.
Yeah, we've reduced the price of the autobiography of the legend that is James Whale, signed copies of it down... Now to £5, or get them while you can. And then when the next edition comes out, you'll be able to start a collection.
Volume 1 and 2.
Yeah, yeah. Right, Robbo, let's go. Oh, God, I'm tired. Right, okay, I will talk to you later. Go and keep yourself warm. Get your cold sorted. We'll be right back.
to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.